Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
In a moment, you're going to hear about a little girl and her teacher and the incredible impact of, believe it or not, having a pair of pants that actually fit. Stories like these inspire the work of Cradles to Crayons. It's a national clothing nonprofit founded and operating here in Boston. Over the weekend, dozens of their volunteers packed and distributed more than 100,000 pieces of clothing. It's part of an annual push by the organization to get items to those who need them. Last week before the drive, we spoke with Lynn Margario, founder and CEO of Cradles to Crayons, and she told us about the increased need and what her organization is doing to ease the burden, one that can be heightened at the holidays.
Across the country, we estimate that more than 20 million kids do not have access to clean, well-fitting, and seasonally appropriate clothing. And this is probably only the tip of the iceberg, because when you look in a, you know, at the high cost of a city like where we are, Boston, the cost to pay rent, put food on the table, pay for childcare, and the myriad other things just often does not leave enough funds to pay for clothes and that winter coat that they need to be healthy, safe, and warm outside.
So you're talking about families that are literally having to make decisions between, does my child eat or does my child have a coat that is warm enough for the winter?
Families are making those choices every single day.
Is there a family you've met that really sticks in your mind right now?
So there's a child that I'm thinking of, and this is a kindergartner who was in the class, and she was a fidgeter. She was known as a fidgeter. Her teacher wondered if she had special needs because she was disruptive in the classroom and they were having her evaluated. And one day this little girl had to go to the bathroom. The teacher took her to the bathroom and the little girl asked her, "Can you help me zip my pants?" And the teacher tried to zip her pants and said, I can't. And the little girl just sucked in her stomach and said, "I do this every day for mommy." And the teacher realized this was a girl who was going to school with pants that were at least two sizes too small. And she was just so uncomfortable that was causing her to squirm. And she was being, you know, picked on in the classroom as well. And so something as simple as a pair of pants that didn't fit was leading to all these other consequences. And when she received a package from Cradles to Crayons, she was able to kind of hold her head up high and go into that classroom and participate. Sometimes it's that simple.
Lynn, how much worse? I guess I'm assuming it's gotten much worse since the start of the pandemic, especially going into the second pandemic holiday season now. Am I right? Is it worse? And if so, how much more?
So we have some measures, and we include diapers when we think about clothing insecurity, because that's the underwear for our youngest members of a community. Prior to the pandemic, we were providing, just here in Massachusetts, we were providing a few 100,000 diapers a year, and that increased to over 4 million during the pandemic. Across our network, we've provided more than 12 million diapers, an increase of over 300%. So we are seeing that. And another interesting measure that I see is when you look at the right now temporary child tax credit and what families are using that additional monthly funds for, it's paying for basic needs. They're paying it for, they're using it to pay for rent. They're using it to pay for utilities. They're putting food on the table. And we're seeing in surveys that they're using it to pay for clothing and children's school supplies. And so we see that there is just a very large need across the country for additional support to just meet basic needs.
So you've said 20 million children across the United States without clean, well-fitting, seasonally appropriate clothes. That's equivalent to the state of New York. These are not small numbers. You've said we may be missing kids. It sounds like you have a strong belief, policy position on the child tax credit. $250, $300 per child is being distributed through the American Rescue Plan. How much difference do those benefits make? And do you have a position on whether an extension on those or permanence for those is the priority? I'm interested in your take.
So, Tiziana, absolutely. And I think we have a once in a generation or maybe even once in a lifetime opportunity right now with the Build Back Better to make a real and lasting difference to address child poverty. So, absolutely. I'm a big advocate for making that child tax credit in particular permanent, but also looking at other policies at the state level and elsewhere for addressing gaps like clothing insecurity or addressing diaper need, which are not covered by any government programs today.
Lynn, I'm sure you have heard the critics who would say government cannot be the solution to kids' everyday basic needs. What do you say to critics who say we cannot solve this through government direct transfer payments? There have to be ways to support independent economic viability for families.
And I would say it's not an either or. It is a yes and. We need to have everybody stepping up to recognize that we have pretty extreme and growing income inequality. And, you know, most of the families that we provide supports to, they have at least one person working in the household, and they're just not making enough to cover their basic needs. So we all need to step up. There are things we as individuals can do, particularly entering this holiday season. Where can we provide supports? Where can we donate funds or products or our time to make a difference? As employers, you know, where can we be increasing wages and providing living wages to people so that, yes, they can achieve some self-sufficiency? And in the meantime, we need these government programs there with direct transfer payments and other programmatic supports to ensure that the families who are falling through the cracks and the families who are experiencing and individuals who are experiencing hard times are able to weather those.
Last question for you, Lynn. You founded Cradles to Crayons almost 20 years ago. Did you imagine then the scope of the need that you're seeing now?
I did not. I did not. When I started Cradles to Crayons, I was looking at it really from the supply side of the equation, realizing that kids grow so fast that there are things that they have, that we all have in our homes that are still in beautiful, like new condition that could make a difference in the life of another child or family. I didn't then really appreciate the size of and the scope of the need. And when you look at statistics, you know, using federal poverty level as a measure, it just so vastly understates the cost of being self-sufficient in this country in 2021, that, you know, the need is much, much larger than what official poverty statistics would lead you to believe.
Lynn Margarier there, founder and CEO of Cradles to Crayons, and we'll have more information how to get involved at our website, radioboston.org.